Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Big headline, NASCAR is going street racing. Yes, on July 2nd of 2023, the Cup Series will race on the 2.2-mile street course in downtown Chicago. It'll be the first ever street course race for the series. We got 12 turns with this one that will go through the famed Grant Park.
How about new? So, this is a wild story. And I will admit to not knowing every detail about this, but I've read quite a bit about it. But things are changing. There are some conflicting reports out there. And shockingly, in a story that involves Chicago politics, it's pretty convoluted. But Shane has been talking about how we need to discuss this for a while. And it's kind of crazy, man. So there's going to be a NASCAR race in Chicago. City track, 2.2 miles long, Lakeshore Drive, Columbus Drive, Balboa Drive, Jackson Drive. And the drivers get to go through Grant Park, basically right up to Soldier Field. They get to go within blocks of Soldier Field. So it's supposed to be like a cool city course on the lakefront, in the park, up against some monuments and some historical sites that I'm sure will be a very aesthetically pleasing NASCAR race, if that's the sort of thing that you're interested in. And the race is July 1st and 2nd. So, okay, kind of a cool concept, a new event, fine. Right? Like on the surface.
A very cool idea on the surface.
Absolutely.
That should net you millions of dollars in profits as a city.
I get why that's an appealing thing in the room for a pitch. Oh, that's never been done before. We can showcase the fact that we've got that much open space with the backdrop of the lake and the skyline. That's a unique thing that no other city really in the world can boast. I get it. Grant Park will be booked for 84 days between May 18th and August 13th for setting up, hosting, and tearing down events, according to Park District records obtained by Block Club. Nearly half of those 84 days are for the two-day NASCAR race. That's crazy. 26 days in advance to set it up. 13 days to tear it down. So 39 days this summer, Grant Park gets turned over to NASCAR. That is a crazy thing.
And the most important thing here, people are sitting there, well, Taste of Chicago shuts down Grant Park, Lollapalooza shuts down Grant Park. Those events do not shut down Lakeshore Drive.
Right.
That's the biggest thing here.
And
on 4th of July weekend.
Because Lakeshore Drive won't be closed down for the whole time.
No, but for, I think, like 2 weeks.
It's going to be closed.
A portion.
Yeah, at least a portion for a while. And the money is apparently weak. Apparently NASCAR paid $500,000 for the permit and $2 per ticket sold. Lala pays $16 million.
$16 million for less than half the time occupying less than half the space.
Okay. So it's going to take more time to set up and tear down. It's going to make a fraction of the cost. And it's not a Chicago institution like Lollapalooza.
No.
And so, again, this is where some stuff was conflicting. But one of the things that I read said there is no Taste of Chicago now.
They're moving it to September.
Okay.
But it's a stupid event anyway.
Chicago,
right?
I know you don't like it, but that is at least more of a Chicago event
yeah.
than NASCAR.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a Chicago tradition than NASCAR.
It's just easier to make all those foods in your own home.
Well, yeah, famously. Right? That is Shane's biggest beef with Taste Chicago.
No. Yeah. It's not easier to make it in your own home, but it is easier to just go to the damn restaurants.
That is easier.
And pay less than half of what you're paying.
Your message is confusing, man.
No.
In 110 degree heat and pay for a small sampling of it at an exorbitant cost. Yeah.
Lori Lightfoot.
Here we go.
Just
here we go,
this
Jim. Here we go.
Dumb woman.
Oh boy.
She is so stupid. Lori Lightfoot is.
How stupid is she?
You're so dumb. You get $16 million from Lollapalooza for about 17 total days of taking up Grant Park, right?
Yeah.
This woman left millions upon millions of dollars on the table from NASCAR, who in their own right will net somewhere between $25 and $30 million of profit from this event. You're going to get probably about 100,000 people out there. You're getting $2 per ticket. So 200 grand for that. You're paying the city $500,000 only to be a part of this city's summer for 30 days. And you're not giving us any money from concessions, from beer sales, from VIP, from corporate suites, nothing. NASCAR is taking 100% profit on all of that.
And it's a three-year deal with their option?
Yeah.
So if it goes well...
For 2026 and 2027.
They can just opt in.
Yeah.
And we got to go through the whole song and dance of the traffic inconvenience and shutting down the park and the whole thing and do that all over again. I was reading another Block Club article. They've done a great job covering the story.
They're awesome.
That people at the Shed say it could cost them millions of dollars.
It will.
That because it's going to be either impossible or very confusing for how to get there. And normally 4th of July weekend's like their busiest weekend. And so much of it is just like foot traffic and, oh, let's go check out the Shed. Let's just walk up to the Shed. Let's go out. And they say between $2 and $3 million, they're estimating they could lose just on that weekend. And that's not even factoring in how difficult it could be logistically and how much of a traffic cluster F this could be for weeks before and after. Is Lakeshore Drive going to be fenced up? Looking ugly.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like...
It's going to be horrible.
Right. So, like, aesthetically, monetarily, convenience-wise, and it could be a multi-year issue. And we have the Chicagoland Speedway. So, is the whole thing just because they want to do the track in a unique spot?
Yeah, 100%.
That's the appeal, right?
And this would be 100% fine if they just got the money that it's worth for it. Like, you're inconveniencing an entire city for the next 5 years for a month each summer. Chicago summers pop off.
Well, it's the best part of the city.
This is, in my opinion, the greatest summer city in America.
Not even close,
right?
And not a unique opinion. Yeah, absolutely. It's great.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm going to go to my cousin's place. She lives on the river with a view of Lakeshore on her roof deck and watch the race. It'll be cool, but it's an incredible inconvenience, and you're getting... $20 to $25 million less than you should be getting.
I'm just surprised.
And that might even be going under.
Yeah. It's a big swing, and I respect that idea in like trying to bring events to Chicago, but like reading about the logistical headache that it's going to be for a period outside of race time, that's the thing that kind of stopped me in my tracks. Like the financial negotiations part of it, hey, we made a bad business deal. Have you heard about our parking? But like the length of time at which it's going to preclude the park from being used and the construction and the difficulty of walking onto museum campus and needing to go to 18th Street Bridge to get over. And like that's just – that really does fundamentally change the framework of Chicago in the summer.
It's like they sent Lori Lightfoot out there to make her first deal ever, having never done anything in politics or negotiation before. It's like your parents give you their debit card to go to the toy store by yourself, and you have no restrictions, and you've never even spent money before.
Every article I read about it puts a new detail into it that is kind of more unbelievable than the previous one. So we're gonna follow the story because I'm hoping, frankly, that it's being billed as worse than it's going to be. Like, if the city loses some money because they made a bad business deal, that sucks. But, I mean, we're not in the greatest financial shape in a lot of areas. One NASCAR race wasn't going to solve all of the problems. But, like, if it fundamentally affects how people use the park, how people use the museums, how people go to the aquarium, the traffic on Lakeshore Drive all summer long or for 40 days or 38 days, that is, the juice is just not worth the squeeze. And then it's not even worth it with the money component of it. But I'm just wondering, to me, that is almost the bigger story of like how much of a logistical inconvenience is it going to be for Chicagoans and Chicago tourists who come around on the front end and the back end of the race. And it makes what you're saying, that's like the number one selling point of the city.
Yeah.
Best summer city in the world.
Yeah.
Like if it dampens that, that's going to be the real loss. Like 2 days in July for a NASCAR race, all right, fine, whatever. A couple million bucks here or there, okay, fine, whatever. But if for 40 days...
But see, it's not even a couple million bucks.
No, I know, I'm underselling that part.
You get 16
million
from Lala, you should be getting double that or more for double the time that NASCAR is taking.
It would seem like that's a logical thing, right? So it's a three-year deal. So that means there's a race here every year from 20... Like the next 3 years.
2023, 2024, 2025, every single year for the next 3 years, this will happen.
And then they have the option have to the make option. It for 2026 and 2027.
Yep.
So this
and
could
on top of that, for the next 3 years, our Dan Ryan construction project just started.
Well, yeah, no.
$150 million construction deal.
Yeah, I know. That's exciting.
Yeah. You can't even get here.
So in theory, the NASCAR is going to take over Grant Park and Museum Campus for the next five summers.
Yes. That's correct.
Sweet.
NASCAR.
Sweet. That's wild, man.
NASCAR. Not even something cool like F1. Yeah. NASCAR and those.
Right, it's an exclusive deal with NASCAR for the track series. We have a speedway. That's going to be a huge summer story in this city. We'll be following it. More potentially bad news out of the world of baseball. It's next on The Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.